Good evening. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Lok Sabha faces disruption over electoral roll revision drive in Bihar. Rajya Sabha adjourned for the day after paying tributes to senior JMM leader Shibu Soren. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Pariksha Pe Charcha initiative conferred with Guinness World Record for most registrations in 1 month. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. arrives in New Delhi on a 5-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar inaugurates first-ever BIMSTEC Traditional Music Festival in National Capital. 5 former Punjab police officials sentenced to life imprisonment in 1993 Taran Taran fake encounter case. And India pull off a thrilling 6-run win against England in final cricket test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in London to level 5-match series 2-2. And now the news in detail. Both Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned as mark of respect after paying tributes to senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and sitting MP Shibu Soren, who passed away in New Delhi this morning, while the proceedings of the Lok Sabha was marred following opposition protest over Special Intensive Revision, SIR exercise of Bihar's electoral rolls. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 2 p.m, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju expressed displeasure over the protest of opposition MPs, saying that it was decided in the Business Advisory Committee meeting to have a discussion on the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025.
बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण नेशनल स्पोर्ट्स गवर्नेंस बिल और नेशनल एंटी डोपिंग अमेंडमेंट बिल चर्चा करके पारित करने के लिए समय तय किया और हमने भी अपोजिशन के मांग पर ये दो महत्वपूर्ण बिल को 2 दिन चर्चा करने के लिए सबने माना था इसके बावजूद आज पूरा देश में खेल और खिलाड़ियों के लिए इतना महत्वपूर्ण बिल लेकर के जब सरकार यहाँ आए हैं तो भी ये विपक्ष के सारे मेंबर्स इस तरह से हंगामा करके बिल पर चर्चा होने से रोक लगा रहे ये ठीक नहीं है
As the ruckus continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. In the Rajya Sabha, when the house met at 11 a.m, the members paid tribute to former Jharkhand Chief Minister and founder of the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and sitting MP, Shibu Soren. Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh said Shibu Soren was a senior and distinguished tribal leader who played a prominent role in the movement for the rights and upliftment of tribal communities.
मुझे गहरे दुख के साथ यह सूचित करना है कि आज 4 अगस्त 2025 को इस सदन के मौजूदा सदस्य श्री शिबु सोरेन जी का निधन हो गया झारखंड राज्य की स्थापना के आंदोलन में उनकी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका रही वे इस नवगठित राज्य के सबसे सम्मानित नेताओं में से एक बने उन्होंने आजीवन वंचितों के अधिकारों और कल्याण के लिए समर्पित भाव से काम किया उनके निधन से देश ने एक अनुभवी सांसद आदिवासी अधिकारों के प्रबल पैरोकार और एक अत्यंत सम्मानित जनप्रतिनिधि को खो दिया है
Later, the House observed silence for a while as a mark of respect to the departed leader before being adjourned for the day. Former Jharkhand Chief Minister Shibu Soren was suffering from a kidney ailment and was on life support system for the last 1 month at Sir Gangaram Hospital in the national capital after suffering a stroke. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries have expressed grief over the demise of the veteran leader. The President and Prime Minister pay tribute to the departed soul at the hospital. In Jharkhand, a 3-day state mourning will be observed till Wednesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's flagship initiative, Pariksha Pe Charcha, has been conferred with the Guinness World Record for the most people registered on a citizen engagement platform in 1 month. This recognition is a testament of achievement made with 3 crore 53 lakh registrations during the 8 editions of the program hosted on the MyGov platform. Pariksha Pe Charcha is a unique platform conceptualized and led by Prime Minister Modi, wherein he directly interacts with the students, teachers and parents. The official Guinness World Record certificate was formally presented at a ceremony held in New Delhi today. The event was graced by the Union Education Minister, Dharmendra Pradhan, Electronics and Information Technology, Railways and Information and Broadcasting Minister, Ashwini Vaishnaw and others. President of the Philippines, Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr., arrived in New Delhi today on a five-day state visit to India. Upon arrival, Mr. Marcos was accorded a warm welcome. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on the President of the Philippines this evening. He expressed confidence that Mr. Marcos' scheduled talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi will significantly deepen bilateral partnership between the two sides. More from our correspondent.
Both the nations will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations by focusing on trade and investment, defense and security, maritime cooperation, agriculture, healthcare, pharmaceuticals and digital technologies. Several MOUs in different sectors are also expected to be signed in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Marcos. Defense, security and maritime cooperation between the two countries have expanded in recent times. As far as the bilateral trade is concerned, India is the largest exporter of pharmaceuticals to the Philippines. With Anand Kumar, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. A special Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI court in Mohali, sentenced five former Punjab police officials to rigorous life imprisonment in over three-decade-old case of fake encounter of seven persons of Tarn Taran district in 1993. Five other accused police officials passed away during the trial. Those sentenced to life imprisonment include a former Bhatinda Senior Superintendent of Police, former Deputy Superintendent of Police, former Inspector, and two former Assistant Sub-Inspectors. The court also imposed a fine of 3,50,000 rupees on each of the convict. The fine will be given to the families of the deceased as compensation. The Supreme Court today expressed displeasure with the leader of the opposition, Rahul Gandhi, over alleged derogatory comments about the Indian Army in the context of the 2020 Galwan Valley clash with China. During the hearing, the court made oral remarks expressing disapproval of Mr. Gandhi's statements. The court observed that being the leader of the opposition, he should raise such concerns in Parliament and not on social media. While staying the criminal defamation case, the court issued a notice on Mr. Gandhi's plea against the Allahabad High Court's refusal to quash the proceedings. An interim stay was granted for 3 weeks. Reacting to Apex Court's observation, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, while talking to media in New Delhi, said that this kind of strong observation from the Supreme Court is befitting and timely.
Supreme Court has straightforward rebuked Sri Rahul Gandhiji for making unsubstantiated claim that thousands of square kilometers of Indian territory are being occupied by the Chinese army. This kind of statement from the leader of opposition is extremely harmful for the nation and it demoralizes our forces. So we have been making appeal to Sri Rahul Gandhi not to make such kind of unsubstantiated statement. So I feel that strong observation from the Honorable Supreme Court is very befitting and timely.
Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today announced the implementation of domicile policy for the fourth phase of the upcoming teacher recruitment examination. The Chief Minister made this announcement through a social media post. Under this policy, only residents of Bihar will be eligible to apply for the fourth phase of the teacher recruitment examination, which will be conducted this year by Bihar Public Service Commission. The first ever BIMSTEC Traditional Music Festival was held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. Inaugurating the event, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that music serves both as a bridge between nations and is also a powerful way for countries to express their heritage and identity.
We live in complicated and uncertain times. Our collective desire is to see a fair and representative global order, not one dominated by a few. That quest is often articulated as political or economic rebalance. But I want to say this to you. Obtaining respect and ensuring dignity for societies can also be achieved through cultural prowess. In that context, traditions are of particular value because ultimately they define identity.
Artists from India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand performed at the musical evening. The festival called Saptasur, Seven Nations, One Melody, witnessed the celebration of the distinct musical traditions of the seven BIMSTEC countries. On to sports now. India today pulled off a thrilling six-run win against hosts England in the final cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London to level the five-match series 2-2. Chasing a target of 374 set by India, the hosts were all out for 367 in their second innings on day five this afternoon. We have a report.
Visitors began the day on the offensive with Mohammad Siraj striking twice and Prasidh Krishna bagging another wicket to put the game on a knife's edge. Ultimately, it was Siraj who picked up the last wicket as India snatched victory from the jaws of defeat in one of the most dramatic conclusions in Test cricket history.
And would you believe it? It is Mohammad Siraj. The lion-hearted Siraj, who has led this attack throughout, he finishes the game. It is a famous win for India. This series is tied 2 apiece.
Siraj was the star of the match with a 9-wicket haul, including 5 in second innings. The host had resumed their second innings today at 339 for 6. Riding on Yashasvi Jaiswal's impressive 118, Team India had posted 396 in their second innings. In the first innings, England were bowled out for 247 in reply to India's 224. Indian skipper Shubman Gill thanked Siraj and Prasidh for their excellent bowling performance.
When you have got bowlers like Siraj and Prasidh bowling that spell, you know, captaincy seems pretty easy. They're making the ball talk. Yes, there was a little bit of pressure on us, but I think the way we responded this morning with them coming through with the spell was just magnificent for us. We were pretty confident, you know, even yesterday we knew that they are a little bit of under pressure. We just wanted to make sure that they're feeling the pressure throughout and makes everyone do things that they don't want to.
Mohammad Siraj was declared the player of the match. He became the top wicket taker with 23 wickets in the series. Shubman Gill and Harry Brooke were both named the players of the series. Shubman finished as the top run scorer of the series. He scored 754 runs in 10 innings at an average of 75.40 with 4 centuries and a double century. With Paras Chauhan's report, Swati Rakheja for Akashwani News from Sports Desk.
In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight we will bring an insightful discussion on ways to stay safe from cyber frauds. Piyanshu Devan, ACP Cybercrime Gurugram, and Dr. Pavan Duggal, cybersecurity expert, will participate in the discussion. Listeners can ask questions to the experts on telephone numbers 011-2371-7117 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Kerala and the Ghat areas of Tamil Nadu for next 2 days. The Met Department said heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Bihar, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Rayalaseema, South Interior Karnataka, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand tomorrow. In Uttar Pradesh, continuous rainfall has led to a sharp rise in water levels of major rivers. The Ganga, Yamuna and Ghagra are flowing above the danger mark in several areas, triggering floods in 17 districts. Intermittent rain continues in several parts of Uttarakhand, leading to a rise in the water levels of major rivers. Authorities have stepped up safety measures along riverbanks and residents living in low-lying areas are being alerted. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with gains of over 0.5%. Sensex jumped 419 points to close at 81,019. Nifty rose 157 points to settle at 24,723. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha faces disruption over electoral roll revision drive in Bihar. Rajya Sabha adjourned for the day after paying tributes to senior JMM leader Shibu Soren. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Pariksha Pe Charcha initiative conferred with Guinness World Record for most registrations in 1 month. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. arrives in New Delhi on a five-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurates first-ever BIMSTEC traditional music festival in national capital. Five former Punjab police officials sentenced to life imprisonment in 1993 Tarantaran fake encounter case, and India pull off a thrilling six-run win against England in the final cricket test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy in London. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.